Do in the Shulchan Menachem in Shin Mem Hei. We know that when we do the portion of Amalek, actually the portion of Amalek is mentioned twice, once in the Parshas B'Shalach and once in Parshas Kiseitze. On top of that, we read it also on Purim because of the connection between Amalek and Haman. So we know we say Zecher, Zecher, Zecher. What is the order of the things? So here is a letter of the Rebbe, when the Rebbe addresses this, and he says that when you read the section of Zohar and also the Parshas Kiseitze, Parshas Zohar, basically, I'm sorry, I said that, when also we read it in the Parshas Zohar, which is the Shabbos before Purim. Like this Shabbos, we're going to be reading the Parshas Zohar. So in all these cases, in Parshas Zohar, that's this Shabbos, and the Parshas Kiseitze, and also in the reading of Purim, and also in the Parshas B'Shalach. So the question is, Zecher Amalek, you say it's Zecher with a Tzere, or Zecher Amalek with a Segel? There are various different customs, and the Rebbe said, I did not hear a clear instruction about this. In most cases, the Rebbe brings down that he asked his father-in-law told him, but he didn't hear about this. And the Rebbe says it would seem that it's proper to read both. However, in Parshas Zohar and Parshas Kiseitze, which Parshas Zohar we read from the portion of Kiseitze, over there to say first Zecher and then Zecher, first with a Tzere and then with a Segel. And in the reading of Purim, which is from the portion of B'Shalach, and when we read the portion of B'Shalach, to say first Zecher and afterwards saying Zecher. Now, the Rebbe is going to explain, that's what the Rebbe says, that this is the way to best way to do it, and in a minute we'll see why this order, which is also according to the Kabbalah. The Rebbe brings down, in the on the Chumash, he brings down that in the Parshas B'Shalach, over there it says Zecher in the Masoira, and in the Parshas Teitzeh he brings down two. And Rebbe says that's what probably the Mishnah Berurah is intending to the Masorah. And he concludes that it's best to read both in order to fulfill both obligations. But if that's true, the Suffolk is really only with regards to Parshas Tzeitze and the Parshas Zohar, because that's the Parshas Kiseitze. But in the Parshas B'Shalach and Purim, we don't really have a question over there, because according to the Masorah. However, in the Sefer Ketzos Shulchan, he brings down many traditions also with regards to the reading of Parshas B'Shalach, and the Rebbe says it can be based on a Maimer Bein Yerushalayim, which seems from the Alter Rebbe, but the even though it seems like there's some inaccuracy in that footnote, but similar, it's based on that. So, based on what is explained over there, that in Parshas B'Shalach, mainly it's Zecher with a Segel, and Parshas Tetze, it's mainly with a Tzere. So that's why the Rebbe says, it seems to me, as I've written, that in B'Shalach and Purim, you do first Zecher and then Zecher, to fulfill both. And then, so first you do Zecher the right way, and then to add to Zecher. And in Parshas Zohar, you do the other way around. You do first Zecher, and then you say Zecher. And Rebbe says, well, we'll have one more time, because it's also the Maftir is an addition, and the seven reading are the main. So therefore, we should do it in both. I mean, you can't do it. Let's do it one time, one way, and one day. One time Shvi, you'll do it in one way, and Maftir, you'll do it the other way. No, each one has to have both. The main thing is, the Rebbe says, like the Tosh Chesed says, brought down Ketzos HaShulchan, whether Zecher with a Segel, whether Zecher with a Tzeder, but the main thing is, let's get him erased. I mean, let's erase him well. Well, either way, either with a Segel or with a Tzeder, but the main thing, get him erased.